Today on Older and Wiser.
How do women really feel about their bodies? We'll have the results of a new survey and, it's not good.
Does your home smell bad? We'll reveal the things people most hate to smell around the house.
Also, America's best roadside bathrooms and the distracting things people do while driving.
Stick around. You're listening to Older and Wiser. I'm Bob Bates in Los Angeles, along with my good friend Susan Sikora in the San Francisco suburbs. And once again, we're looking at public opinion surveys from across the country and around the world. And our first survey this week comes from the Daily Mail. And the headline reads, "More than a quarter of women loathe their bodies. They hate them." What about you? I mean, can you believe that this is an accurate number?
Yes. And in fact, the only thing that makes me be skeptical about it is that I would think maybe the number may even be higher. I must have looked at myself in the mirror about 11 times this week going, oh my gosh, what's happened here? Where did all that go?
This is a survey of women of all ages, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, these are even young women who are loathing their bodies. What is going on?
I understand it because we're constantly given these images. I mean, they're still there. You still don't see, you know, fat girls on the cover of Vogue.
I mean, I guess that's
put it bluntly.
It.
Years ago, you never heard of size zero. Really?
Right.
And I used to make jokes about it even when I was on the air, and I said, well, size zero, what is that? The clothes come in the room and the girl doesn't? What? I don't get it.
Clothes at all, right? It's just empty box.
I mean, what are a size two? You want a, you know, speed slapper anyway. But I mean, at least size one. Why would you start with zero? It's like saying you should try to disappear.
What if you're smaller than zero? What's smaller than that? I mean, negative one?
A fetus.
73% of all women feel stressed when they're wearing a swimsuit, according to this survey. That's a lot of people who don't feel comfortable wearing a swimsuit.
Well, I think the most depressing day you can spend or afternoon you can spend in any store is trying on bathing suits. I mean, trying on clothes is bad enough sometimes, but trying on the bathing suits is a nightmare.
I do like the fact that in a lot of dressing rooms these days, they seem to be putting the mirrors inside the little dressing room area. I feel like they used to put the mirror outside and then have little changing cubicles, so you had to come out to look at whatever it was you were trying on.
Yeah, you know what that's all about? They would never sell any swimsuits if the mirrors were all outside the dressing room. They would, nobody would come out.
Do you think men are the same?
I don't think they are. Go, you know what? Take yourself to the beach in New Jersey any weekend this summer.
Right, men are just more accepting of them of their extra
bellies,
pounds.
Seriously.
Yeah, of course they are.
Yeah.
According to the survey, 53% of women struggled with the thought of being weighed at the doctor's office. Have you ever had that moment where you stand on the scale and they look at the chart and they say,
stressed enough about it that my blood pressure goes up because I'm stressed about being weighed. That and the appointment anyway.
According to this, 50% of women also are not happy taking a group photo, which would suggest that, again, we're back to this comparison thing.
Comparison,
where you're comparing yourselves to the other people in the picture. You don't want to stand next to the wrong person because you'll look in a way that you don't want to look.
Choose your spot, okay? Number two, if you get between two people, you could probably hide at least one of your hips if you stand on the side, which they always tell you to do, stand a little bit in profile. They say that's more flattering. And, I don't mind a group photo. I mean, at that point, if you're having a group photo, you shouldn't necessarily be thinking about how do I look first.
I mean, even though the survey says that 26% of women admitted loathing their bodies, the good news, I guess, is that over half of women actually love their bodies.
Yeah, that could be.
So, I mean, in a way, I mean, it's not all bad news.
If the number's accurate.
All right, let's move on to our next survey. Here's the headline. New survey reveals how we feel about smells. Half of those surveyed said the smell of someone else's home is one of the top three factors that influence their perception of the homeowner. So if you go into somebody's home and it's got a weird smell, it reflects badly on the owner.
Yeah, and I think that's more true on the East Coast than the West Coast. You want to know why?
Why?
Because at least in Northern California here, with the moderate climate, we've got the windows open more.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Up in Northern California. Down in Southern California, we have our windows closed because it's got to have the air conditioning running.
That's probably true. Yeah. So how is it there? I mean, do you notice odors in people's homes?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it when I go into someone's house and it seems like they've been cooking or there's some stale odor or, you know, you just feel like they're not clean.
Well, it depends on what they've been, you know, what it is they're making. I mean, if they've been baking bread, then it still smells terrific.
But if they've been cooking fish or frying something,
yeah, right.
It sort of clings to the walls.
Brussels sprouts and cabbage tend to stink.
What if you go in someone's house and you can smell the cat box?
See, now I've got a cat, and I thought for sure that would come up as number one, and it didn't. I mean, people, you know, it does bother some people. I think they said, 27% of baby boomers listed as a dislike if there's a pet odor.
That's
it depends
right.
on what the pet odor is. I don't want to smell anybody's poop. Let's be honest here.
Animal.
The cats
or yours,
okay?
Mine. Yes,
that's
exactly.
right.
Yeah.
So let's just figure it out.
What's interesting here in this survey, though, that baby boomers were more offended by cat odor than millennials. What's up with that? Why would younger people be kind of more okay with cat poop smell?
You know, and when you live with more people because the rents are higher, what have you, then guess what?
There's going to be more smell. Yeah.
You
get used to it. The top three least favorite smells in a home are rotting food,
right,
bathroom odors,
right,
and trash.
Right. And usually the trash smells bad when there's rotting food in the trash.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to smells that we all want in our home, the top three favorites were 1, fresh linen,
mm-hmm.
lavender, and vanilla. Now, I'm not a big, big fan of lavender. I will say that. My wife loves it. I don't love it. We have had little, you know, disagreements about lavender, so I don't know that I'm really an expert on this. Fresh linen, I sure like the smell of, you know, clean sheets, that's for sure.
Yes, okay, I think most people do. In fact, there used to be I'm sure there probably still is, I think Estee Lauder or somebody made it. It was a scent that they can, and I used to get, it was called white linen, and it was a really kind of a nice fragrance for the summer.
It didn't smell like linen, though, did it?
Well, really? Kind of. It made you think of it. You know, it was very light, very fresh.
Okay.
Vanilla's nice, but that makes me think of vanilla ice cream. Makes me hungry. Then I want to eat.
Well, you know, they say when you're showing your house, you should put a drop of vanilla on a cookie sheet, put it in the oven, and set it on low.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll kind of give the smell of like cookies baking without having to make the cookies.
I like the smell of fresh lemon. In fact, there used to be a scent years ago when we boomers were teenagers. They used to have Love by Love. It was called Love's Fresh Lemon. And it was a spray-on fragrance. It wasn't very expensive. You could buy it at the drugstore. And they had it in shampoo.
You mean it was to wear? You're walking around smelling like a lemon?
Lemon, yes.
That doesn't seem right.
It's fresh.
I'm struggling on this subject because I'm sort of an anti-odor guy.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer, for example, I would rather you did not wear a cologne at all. I don't really want artificial smells on you.
Yeah,
so
I
don't need, and deodorizing sprays, like that just smells worse than the original smell in my mind. Mm-hmm. I would just rather have no smell than a cologne or a fragrance of some sort.
Yeah, and some people are allergic, and that's a different thing, too. And I mean, I like fresh air, you know. I mean, unless there's been a skunk outside or they're tarring your street or repaving it or something, you know.
I like the smell of tar on the street. I sort of like that.
I like the smell of
And you know what else I like is the magic markers. Those smell good. Remember the old magic markers?
You smell them. Making you high.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Why do people like that stuff? I don't like a fragranced underarm deodorant either. That's not good. That you smell all day long every time you lift your arm. That's not good.
You know what I hate? Mothballs.
Well, those weren't to make your closet smell good. Those were to kill the moths. Yeah,
they didn't make it smell good. They just made it smell.
Smell weird. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the moths stayed out. I mean, every time I would go to get a towel in my mother's linen closet years ago.
And then you put your face in it, it smells like a moth.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's move on to our next survey, which I found it in the Richmond Register. I don't know why it was there, but here's what they're saying. This is a survey that rated the best places to go to the bathroom while you're traveling on the road. So you know how it is. You're driving on the freeway and you need to get off somewhere. You have a choice between a Chevron bathroom and a McDonald's bathroom and, I don't know, some rando bathroom. Mm-hmm. Where are you going to stop? Where do you think you're going to get the best, cleanest, most pleasant bathroom experience?
Well, I have done that and stopped at McDonald's. McDonald's has
that's my thing. I like McDonald's.
I don't go to, I don't eat at McDonald's, I have to tell you, because I just don't eat, you know, I don't eat burgers. I'm not a big, you know, I love their French fries, but I mean, you know, you can't make, but yeah, I think that's better than,
good
you
enough.
Know, gas station.
Yeah.
You kind of sometimes take your life in your hands.
Well, it's interesting because this survey said 64% of respondents said one of their worst fears about a road trip is the need to use the restroom and not knowing when the next bathroom will be coming up.
Yeah.
And it is scary. I mean, you better, if you need to go, you kind of need to plan it out.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, because when you go use one of these restrooms at a gas station or something, I mean, they could be hit and miss. Maybe they've gotten the message by now, certainly. They should be clean. Sometimes these places have maybe one person in there taking cash or selling you your popsicles or your Slurpees or whatever. And, or, you know, they can't stop
they can't
and
stop
need
it.
The store to go check the bathroom.
Yeah, but I they mean, need a they bigger staff.
Somebody,
yeah.
That's right.
According to this survey, the various companies that come out on top are broken down by state. And in California, apparently the best place to go to the bathroom is a place called Rotten Robbie's. I guess it's out on the freeway. It's some sort of a chain.
It's a gas station.
Gas station?
Yeah, kind of a gas station. And I don't know if you could buy. I've seen Rotten
Robbie's. I can't wait to go to a Rotten Robbie's now. I live in California. I've never been in a Rotten Robbie's, but I'm going to go to one specifically
to
now.
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah, to check it
make
out.
Make a visit.
What do you suppose? I mean, do you think they have hand towels and lovely couches or what's in there that's so great?
No, it's probably just that it's clean and there's enough stalls and it's probably, I mean, you know, well, you don't really need a whole lot in a roadside bathroom, okay? It needs to be clean.
Clean is the main thing. It doesn't
you
have
to be
fancy.
You have to have soap when you want to wash your hands. You've got to have towels to dry your hands off or one of those dryers that, you know, you just put your hands through.
So some of the other companies that did well in this survey, Chevron did pretty good in Oregon, in what is that, Idaho and Nevada, and it looks like, yes, it's Colorado. Of course, it's Colorado. So Chevron did well in those states. Mobil did well in Washington State only. Mm-hmm. On the East Coast, there's a company called Quick Trip, which did pretty good along the southeast and through the parts of the Midwest. There is a company called Wawa, which did pretty good in Florida and in New York. Wawa. Never heard of that.
Yeah, I've heard of Wawa.
Okay, moving on. Our next survey, a surprising number of motorists routinely drive while distracted. And this was this survey was done by NerdWallet. And apparently people are doing things like clipping their nails, putting on their makeup. They even shave. They even eat their breakfast as they're cruising down the freeway. Does that surprise you at all?
No.
Me neither. 5% of people say they've changed clothes in their car while they're driving.
Change clothes? A whole outfit?
Well, I wouldn't think you'd get down to the undies, but I have changed. I've taken my jacket off while driving.
That's different. If you're hot and you stop at a red light and you want to take your jacket off.
Not even stopping at a red light. I was going fast when I did that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I put lipstick on.
I've never done that.
But I
put chapstick
when you said makeup,
on.
I think a lot of women do that. But I would not, first of all, I would probably wait till I came to a stop, a red light that I knew was going to be long. And I would never do it. I would never do the same thing with mascara or eyeliner or anything that was near my eyes, even eyebrow pencil.
Yeah, because
if you came
bump.
To it, if somebody all of a sudden stopped suddenly, you could poke something in your eye and then you've got a major problem.
3% of people say they've stuck their foot out the window while they're driving.
That's ridiculous.
I've sort of seen
that's
that.
That's just piggy.
It's piggy.
Keep your toes to yourself.
It's piggy. And 4% have engaged in a sex act. I'm not surprised by that. I mean, it's a. I don't know what sex act specifically. Obviously, it's not like the full thing. But yeah. But 4% have. I can kind of imagine somebody's done something silly like that.
Probably.
With a friend. This survey also found that so many people are actually taking photos or videos while they're driving.
You shouldn't even have these devices near you. Seriously. If there's an emergency or you're expecting a call or somebody's going into labor or somebody's near death, have your phone near you. If it goes off, then look for your first opportunity and pull over.
13% play on social media while they're driving.
Ugh. That's stupid. That's asking for a problem, you know?
58% of people say they've eaten while driving.
Yeah.
Whoopie-doo. I think that's reasonable to do.
I've chomped on a granola bar or something, but I mean, I wouldn't sit there and eat an ice cream sundae or a hot dog.
I wouldn't eat a bowl of soup or anything like
no.
that.
No. I mean, you know, if something's too hot or you could choke or you could stop suddenly, you know, no.
It's probably not safe. It's probably not a very wise thing to do, but.
I'm telling you, it's not. I mean, we all have done it. You know, I'm starving. I need this. I need, you know, have a candy bar, but make sure you have something to drink in case you swallow wrong. All you have to do is start choking behind the wheel. Now you're compromising your safety and the safety of somebody else.
Start joking. I mean, I could have a heart attack too, but I can't do anything about that.
Well, you can, but I'm just saying, you know, give yourself an edge.
I could breathe in some of my own phlegm or something and sort of start coughing and then have a coughing
You and I are
fit.
Not the people to talk about this. We worry too much.
Oh, we worry too much. Okay. So, yeah. So it doesn't surprise me too much that motorists drive while distracted. So thank you for that survey, Market Watch, but no big whoop. I did not get a big shock out of that one.
Just when you drive, drive.
Just drive when you drive. Well, you know, we've run out of time once again, as always happens every time we do this silly thing. And I want to thank you, Susan Sikora, for being with us once again.
Well, it's always fun. I always wonder, why did we run out of time? Who's timing us?
Big network. Yeah, yeah. Maybe we really should restate that. We are just bored with ourselves. That's really what's happened.
Speak for yourself.
For all the news that matters for people 50 and beyond, please check us out at olderandwiser.com. See you next time.
Bye.